Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Today I'm going to talk about Andrew Tate, because I sat and listened to his latest video with a YouTuber by the name of, I believe it was Aiden something or other. Anyway, it was posted like just a few hours ago. I think he interviewed him in jail. But anyway, what I was listening to is I was trying to, like, Tate's got a grift. We all know that. Tate has a grift, guys. He's trying to get guys to buy this $2,000 course. Sounds like the PUA courses of old, right? But it's a course to make money and all this other crap, right? Now, outside of that, though, Tate had some very good information, and I wanted to hear a little more because I was watching the quartering, and the quartering was showing some of his more best of clips, talking about how, you know, we were in the Matrix and what the Matrix is and how it enslaves you and all that kind of stuff. And I understand what he's talking about, like the powers that be and all that. Yeah, I get it. I know what he was talking about. But basically, yeah, I wanted to hear him without all the, you know, the special effects and the cameras and all that crazy stuff. And basically what Aiden was doing was just a question and answer. He would give him a question and the guy would answer. Just a regular old interview. Just Q&A. Like I used to do. And I liked it because he could basically talk to him like a real dude instead of trying to put on this image. And it was really good. Because most of the information, surprisingly, is not information, well, not surprisingly, actually, not surprisingly is information we've heard before. Matter of fact, he let on a few TFM talking points. One, well, let's go over two that TFM has talked about here. The first one has to deal with men have to have a utility. They have to have a usefulness, or women don't want anything to do with them. And, you know, TFM has always said men are human beings, or excuse me, women are human beings, men are human doings. You know, the man likes her for who she is, the woman likes the man for what he can do, what he can provide for her. And that's pretty much what he was saying. He was saying that, if you don't have any utility to a woman, she's not going to have any use for you. Like, there's nothing you can offer her. That's why a man can be, you know, good-looking and sexy and attractive. She may fuck him, but she won't do anything else because there's nothing else that he can provide for her. Now, there are some crazy, you know, outliers where the guy was hot enough and maybe she had low self-esteem or whatever. But women that are thinking generally in a not-so-low self-esteem, and I laugh a little bit because a lot of women have very low self-esteem these days, and they even got to the point where they're very insecure, and men too, but it's just getting really crazy. But assuming that they're in a good sense of self and they have a high level of confidence, yeah, they're not gonna just take, you know, an attractive man and just have him because he's attractive. And if they do, like, I mean, Drexel has said something about the black guys, how the white woman will just fucking have them at her house or whatever. I mean, yeah, maybe they'll have that. But again, they still need a man that provides some sort of utility, or they're going to do it themselves. Now, that is another thing that's changed from, you know, what Tate was saying, where, you know, women need a man to provide. But if they're providing, then they just need a man for sex and entertainment. So that's another thing that is kind of different compared to, I guess, mine and Tate's age. Because he's not too far from, I mean, I'm almost, I think he might be younger than me, believe it or not. But yeah, we're about around that same time. So he's looking at things in an older sense, which is fine. But it doesn't reflect what's going on right now. And of course, he definitely said that, you know, men need to build themselves up and start early. And how you do that is by saving and investing. I really wish I had fucking taken this advice. Folks, you don't want to be me. I'm at the same dead-end job for 6 fucking years. Yeah, I got this whole content creator thing, and I enjoy it. But, yeah, I have to go to work to a job I don't really care about, you know, just to make the money, just to pay the bills, and I've got gray hair. I'm going gray, basically. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I don't care for this work. I'm getting to the point where I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm in no danger of being fired, but I just, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's a perpetual cycle that just, it never ends. And I've put myself here because I didn't save money when I was younger. I splurged a lot of money on shit that I do not need and do not have and should be selling. Honestly, there's a lot of stuff I should be selling. I kind of value the money more than I value the stuff, because the stuff hasn't provided its usefulness. And when it did, I found a lot of it digital, for free. And maybe not in so much of the most legal state, but to be absolutely honest with you, money saved is a little better these days. You know, I bought a lot of physical stuff, at what I'm saying, that I really wish I hadn't spent the money on. Just gonna be honest with you. There's a few things that I'm like, yeah, I like having them. But there's a lot of things where I'm like, oh, that was a useless waste of money. So yeah, there's a lot of things I've wasted my money on, that I wish I had saved my money up for. And that even includes my early 20s when I first started working. I should have way more money saved up. Way, way more. And yes, things happen, but still I should have money saved up. I have a little bit, but I don't have what I need and what I should be having. So, you know, definitely got to be putting more money back when I can. But, yeah, now that I am older and grayer, not quite old, but not quite young, I don't necessarily like where I'm at. Tate does like where he's at because he said, look, I'm older now. I worked real hard to get to where I'm at, and now you can lax a little bit. You have the reward of a good life because you've earned it. There's a Hatebreed song, This I Earned, that's all about that. It's literally about, you know, you get the reward of a good life if you work hard to earn that good life. And that requires a lot more, again, you save, you invest the money that you save, and you have your money work for you that you've invested, and that helps to build up, you know, something of rapport so that you can have something to retire on. Now, I do have a 401k and all that kind of thing, but I've had it for a couple of years now. Should have got that started earlier, but yeah, I've got it, and it's sizable. Sizable. But it's not, you know, I want to have more saved up than my 401k. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I do. I want to have more money than that. Like, because money is very important to survive. And he said, like, the Matrix, you know, it makes it where you, if you don't have money, you don't eat. And he's right. And again, there's a lot of truth to what he says there. Now, this is stuff that, you know, everybody has said before him, but he's the one that's actually reaching people. There was a protest last night where they protested in the streets to free him. They like his information. They like what he has taught them. However, there is an issue I have with that. That means they've learned nothing. It's like, all right, there is a book. I hate to compare him to Jesus, but just listen to me in this metaphor here. Because it's very, very similar to how they view him. Basically, there is a book in the Apocrypha. Apocrypha. There we go. I can't remember which book, and I've referenced it several times, but it's when Jesus came back, and he basically decided to stay in the cave, I think for another 30 years or so, and he got to the point where he had gotten tired of it. And, of course, the apostles are like, don't leave, don't leave. You have so much to teach us. And Jesus says, I have taught you all that you need to know. There's nothing else I need to teach you. Yet they're still holding their hands out saying, but there's so much more knowledge. And knowledge is nothing without application. If you're not applying the knowledge, then what the fucking... What's the use? Sorry. What's the use in getting the knowledge if you're not going to apply it to anything? You know, Tate has given them a lot of good information. I listened to what he had to say. And though I don't agree with everything, I agree with more than I don't agree with. And again, there is a grift attached, but you don't have to be part of his grift to understand what he's saying. A matter of fact, there's a lot of things that he can teach you just in some of his... I mean, that again, other men have talked about, other content creators have talked about, like TFM. He even talked about the fact that, remember, that men, that you can't love, or that men can't love women the same way that... Excuse me, a woman can't love a man the same way that a man loves a woman. They don't know what romantic love is. Only men can idealize that. We talk about the waifus. The waifu is an idealization, which most women don't understand, don't get. And again, Tate says men value the innocence, and they want to be... I love this, by the way. He says that men want to be... they want to be the guys that... that give her first. We're talking about the first time she eats in a fancy restaurant. The first time she flies to another country to explore the area and, you know, just have fun. He wants to be her first for everything. He wants to be the guy to show her that. They call that grooming now, but that's what guys actually wanted to do for women. Like, a lot of men wanted to show women... like, I'm going to be the guy that will give you these experiences, will offer you these things you've never had before. And women wanted those experiences. They wanted a man, furthermore, even back in the 50s, who would show them those experiences. They would say, oh, me and my husband are going to Hawaii, or we're going to the Grand Canyon, we're going to the Alps. And, you know, they'd all get together and they'd go on these big... road trips or cruises and get on planes, and they got to see the world as a family, and he was there to show her and his children, you know, the things that you're supposed to experience. He says that it's all about experience. Women value experience. He said that women value a man with scars because it shows that he's had experience to get those scars. They don't like clean-cut men that have never experienced anything. And it shows that they don't have any value to offer because they've never been anywhere to show any value. They've never done anything to show any value. And this is all true. Chris Rock says, he has the joke that his grandmother told him. He said, a broke man is like a broke hand. You can't do nothing with him. It's true. It's absolutely true. Men have to provide utility, or they're useless. And that's to society in general. And again, Tate even talked about, you know, oh yeah, I'm gonna serve, you know, why should you serve your country? What, to support Biden? To support Biden who doesn't fucking care about you? To support all these people that say men are weak and men suck, you know? I mean, he's right on these things. And Drex has talked about them. You know, TFM has talked about them. He comes from the military. He can tell you what it's like. You know, I talked to a guy, my boss is former military, former army. He's telling me, man, cash is going to be king. He says the banks, the digital currency is going to get, he says it's going to get brought down. He says it's getting to the point where if you got cash, you're going to be valued more. I don't know. Maybe getting those gold bars that, the gold and silver bars that TFM was telling you to invest in, the precious metals. Maybe that's going to help you out. You know, we might be getting to those times. I don't know. But what I am saying, guys, is, yeah, Tate's not wrong about a lot of this stuff. Now, I will say one thing. The interviewer, Iden, basically, what he was trying to do is looking for a way, like a shortcut. And Tate says to him, he says, why do you keep looking for a shortcut? He says, some things are just difficult. And that's very, very good advice. It sucks that men have to be taught this. Some things are just hard. There is no shortcut. And I understand why guys want a shortcut, especially now, because inflation and, you know, it's really hard to save up money. It's hard to do the things that you kind of want to do because things are getting locked down as far as making money on the internet. It's going to get harder to do that now. You know, the Davos meeting is coming up and they're trying to do, put us all in this metaverse from what I've heard. That's an interesting topic we'll discuss later. But, yeah, they're trying to get a hold on tech. It's going to be harder to make money online. So you guys really got to think about that. And I know it's depressing as hell, but you can't let that shit get you down. You got to fight, you know? I like how he said that the spiritual, he doesn't believe in weed or anything like that, but he says that the true spiritual experience is in survival. He says fighting, I mean, he's a fighter, but he says, you know, fighting with another man and surviving. He said that's how you test your spiritual prowess or whatever. I mean, I get it. I get what he's saying there. But yeah, there's a lot of good information. But what really upset me is when the guy's like, you know, if you want a strong mind, you need to build a strong body. And the guy says to his staff, he's like, yeah, are you going to go ahead and book me in that gym? He's like, could you book me in that gym or something like that? It's like, dude, I don't know. It's weird to me. I guess these content creators, they have all these handlers and shit. But to me, it's like, I walked everywhere. So I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll go check right in that gym. Maybe it's just the way he said it that kind of took me off. But it was weird how he's like, oh, yeah, are you going to book me in that gym or whatever, something like that? I don't know. I guess it's like you never thought about it. Like, that never occurred to you in all the years of being a content creator that I guess does. I don't know much about his content. I just saw him do that interview. It's like you never thought about lifting weights. You never thought about, I mean, I'm not the biggest guy by any means. But I do lift weights and try to keep myself a little healthy, you know. I don't have the healthiest diet by any means. I started eating these healthy choice meals. Those are actually better than the stuff I've been eating, believe it or not. I have to eat two of them because one of them just doesn't fucking do it. But they taste pretty good and they're healthy, healthier than what I normally eat. So, yeah, I'm going to, you know, start doing that. They're actually cheaper than what I normally buy also. But yeah, guys, Tate's got a lot of good information, and you can definitely do something with it, but it's not information that just came with him. It's information that's been passed down from content creator to content creator, basically. It's one of those things that, you know, you watch somebody, or maybe, I don't know, maybe his father, he says his father kind of taught him all this stuff, that's possible. It's just old knowledge, really. It's really all it is, because when you look at these content creators, they had to get the knowledge from somewhere too, right? You know, basic stoicism, masculinity books, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just watering it, not even watering it down, but making it digestible enough for the youth. And I understand that. I get that. I understand the importance of that. So I've got a lot of respect for what Tate has done. However, I mean, the grift is a little much. That's what a lot of these PUA Manosphere guys get into, is they're like, okay, this is your problem. Now, I'm going to show you how to solve it, but I need you to pay this money. Now, I get kind of where he's coming from because he's like, hey, I don't want to give this knowledge for free. And it may work, it may not. I don't know. It may be a grift. I mean, it may literally, some people said it helped them. Most people said it, you know, I've been reading comments, but you don't know how fucking true what somebody says on the internet is. So it's really hard to gauge if his advice worked or if it was worth paying this ridiculous amount of money. But I do know a guy that's pretty successful, and he owns real estate, and he did it. He basically found some properties, he put some money into them, had them fixed up, reselling them, making some money. He said, I've got more money now than I ever have in my life. And he says, I'm still having issues. I'm still having problems. I'm still, you know, he still deals with man shit. He comes to me. He came to me almost like a therapist. Like a therapist, man. It's like, maybe I missed my fucking, you know how, like, that was supposed to be my calling. Like, maybe I was supposed to be a therapist. Maybe I'm supposed to be in an office listening to people's problems and trying to help them through it. And not giving them the bullshit. I'm not saying that all of it's bullshit. Because obviously there's some of it that's very useful. And me and Ken have talked a lot about it. But I really do think that I'm a very good listener. And people tend to share their problems with me. And I'm always, you know, up to hear about them. I've been like that since I was a young man. And again, it, you know, this guy that's got it made, he drives a Porsche. He drives a really nice car, and he's got a nice house and everything else, you know. He plays a band. He does well. He doesn't do a lot of the video games and stuff like he used to. He used to be a big video game guy, but he's working hard. He's got people working for him. I mean, it's good. He likes it. He enjoys his life. He tries to hang out with these pretty girls, you know. He doesn't like the Zoomer girls at all. He says they don't have any personality or nothing. They can't communicate worth a damn. It's crazy. He still makes some rash decisions. You know, we're not going to get into that. Everybody's human. You know, people fuck up and they make mistakes. But, yeah. He was still talking to me about issues that he had. He still had problems. And I, you know, was working him through them. Trying to just, I mean, not even really, like, when it came to my part of the conversation, like, yeah, he was kind of done. He just really had to lay it out on somebody and let me know what was going on. He didn't really have anybody else to talk to about it, you know? Everybody sees him as this big professional guy, so he doesn't have really nobody else to talk about this stuff with. Nobody else fucking cares, you know? Nobody gives a fuck about men. Nobody gives a fuck about how hard men work and how much crazy shit men go through. Nobody gives a fuck, guys. And Tate was fucking telling you about that. You know, so I'm glad that this guy has come out and brought this knowledge out that is actually helping men to the point where they're like, we want you back. Now, but it means, again, that they've learned nothing, because what you're supposed to do is take all the knowledge that you've gotten and then apply it to something. It's like, hey, I've taught you how to fish, now you need to put your bait into the water and try to catch, you know, a fucking 20 pound, 40 pound, you know, catch the biggest bass you can. You know, put something hanging up on your wall. Let people see your achievements, you know. That's what you have to do. That's what I didn't do. You know, I'm in a bad position because of what I did. What I didn't do, rather. The choices I made put me where I'm at. But you have the ability to make different choices, and you can be in a much better place than where I am. And that's what I'm really trying to teach you guys. That's what Tate is trying to teach you guys. I don't have much time to kind of save myself, you know, but you have a lot more time. You have a lot more energy. You don't get tired as quickly. When you get older, you know, your energy doesn't, it's not the same. You know how kids run around like they're just, I mean, they jump around like Mexican jumping beans, and oh yeah, when you get older though, you can't do it anymore. It's crazy. You start losing all this energy, and you want to try to replenish it with energy drinks and caffeine and everything else, but it doesn't stay anymore. So you have to do whatever you can to just keep going. And I'm at that point where I don't have as much energy. I still have energy, but I don't have as much. And I've got to do what I can before I get to the point where, you know, I can no longer help myself and I'm in like a nursing home or something. And I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm still very young. I don't need to be talking about that. I'm in my late 30s. But It's a good time to continue. I've already started, but it's a good time to continue. It's a good time to continue to build things, you know. I don't know what's going to happen with the world, but that's not my issue right now. My issue is trying to basically save myself. But that's not your problem. Your problem is that you need to build yourself if you haven't. I mean, if you have, great, awesome. If you can live the life you want, go wherever you want to, be free, and all that kind of stuff, do it. However, there is one issue I have with Tate, and that issue is very simple. The issue that if he did launder money, then he has broken his own mantra of take no shortcuts. He said take no shortcuts several times in that video, and laundering money is probably a shortcut. I mean, let's not even probably. Let's say that is a shortcut. It's not a good idea. If you're laundering money, then Yeah, that's not good. You go to jail for quite a while for that. And the sex trafficking, innocent till proven guilty, we'll find out on that. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. But what I have seen from the guy so far, I've got respect for what he says, not exactly for what he does. And finally, I really, really like what the guy said. Aiden was saying to him, he said, what about my looks or whatever? And he said, oh yeah, looks aren't important. He said, because he was talking about glasses. He said, well, you know, should I wear contacts? I got LASIK surgery. He said, man, I wore glasses in my 20s. It didn't bother me. It didn't change me. Looks aren't that important. And I like that he said that, because there's all these incels on looks max. And on my next video, we're going to talk about where that is going. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Rants into the Heavens, and we'll see you next time.